Macmillan Audio presents Battle of the Crater by Newt Gingrich and William R. Fortune. Read for you by William DeVries.
Prologue. Cold Harbor, Virginia, June 3, 1864. Front line of the Second Corps, Army of the Potomac, 4:50 a.m.
10 minutes to go, boys.
James Riley, artist and illustrator for Harper's Weekly, looked over his shoulder at the colonel, who was holding his pocket watch up in the pale light before dawn. The man's hands were shaking.
"Will someone tell that old bastard to shut the hell up?"
a sergeant whispered.
"You go tell him, Patterson,"
another sergeant groaned.
"He's rattling the men."
"Oh, shut the hell up. We're all rattled,"
a young lieutenant sighed.
"Now see to your men."
Riley, having just reached the forward trench through a covered way, a communications trench from headquarters back in the secondary line, was confused as to which brigade and regiment he had fallen in with. Dawn was rapidly approaching, and the dark shadows of huddled men, packed shoulder to shoulder inside the forward trench, were now being illuminated as they waited out the last minutes.
"Which regiment are you?"
James asked the lieutenant.
71st Pennsylvania. Why?
I'm looking for the 88th, New York.
Down the line a bit. I think next brigade on our left.
Why are you asking?
My brother's with him. Wanted to see him.
He'll never get there in time.
Who are you?
Just an illustrator with Harper's Weekly.
Like many of his profession traveling with his hard-fighting army, he had adopted their garb. A now battered, faded shell jacket he had not changed out of or washed since the beginning of the campaign 28 days ago, when the army had crossed the Rapidan, filled